Psalm 55, Prayer for the Destruction of the Treacherous. For the chief musician, on stringed instruments, Maskil of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me, and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and moan because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in anger they persecute me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove! Then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off. I would lodge in the wilderness. Selah. I would haste me to a shelter from the stormy wind and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongue, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Iniquity also and mischief are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Oppression and guile depart not from its streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my companion and my familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together. We walked in the house of God with the throng. Let death come suddenly upon them. Let them go down alive into Sheol, for wickedness is in their dwelling, in the midst of them. As for me, I will call upon God, and Jehovah will save me. Evening and morning and at noonday will I complain and moan, and he will hear my voice. He hath redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For they were many that strove with me. God will hear and answer them, even he that abideth of old. Selah. The men who have no charges and who fear not God. He hath put his hands against such as were at peace with him. He hath profaned his covenant. His mouth was smooth as butter, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, wilt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee.